Thanksgiving is past, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are over, but the holiday season, it's really just getting underway. Between now and the end of December, there's going to be a lot of shopping and spending, food preparation and travel. One of the questions that occurred to me is, can we make this a greener and more environmentally friendly holiday season? Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Morning Edition on Wednesdays on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning does believe there are greener holidays possible in our present and future. Nancy Stone is the City of Ann Arbor's Public Services Communications Liaison, and good morning and welcome back to WEMU, Nancy.
Great to be here, Dave.
Now, if I were a betting man, I'd venture to say that the December holiday season probably produces more waste than at any other time of the year. Am I on the right track?
You are. Nationwide, it's 25% more trash is thrown out between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the year-end holidays, across the country. Our area of the country, right here with the universities and a lot of people come from other states and other countries, we're actually flat at this time. But
so many people leave town.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, and so they bring their stuff elsewhere. But there are a lot of rather unique items that show up in the trash that many of them can be avoided.
Well, let's start with packaging, because I know whenever you go to a store to buy a gift for somebody, most of it comes in a ridiculous amount of packaging, much more than required for a particular product. What can we do about this exorbitant packaging?
Well, a lot is choice going into your selection of a gift and looking for things that aren't so mass-produced and multiply packaged, and maybe looking at things that can be more local, less shrink wrap, bubble pop, lots of layers of everything over it, and then deciding what you do get, what can be recycled.
Shopping locally, that can make a huge impact on the amount of waste and energy used in order to celebrate a holiday season, can't it?
It can. Just think of, you're not paying for all that extra air delivery and the like. And also you're getting something that hasn't been, again, wrapped in more packaging to make it able to go through the mail systems safely. And you know, it's also a good time to think of reuse of things that you purchased, things that have already had brought enjoyment to one person and still has a lot of good to it. And a lot of reuse stores and charitable outlets have materials that are great to be given and save money too.
Well, and speaking of the reuse center, I know that it keeps a lot of things that might otherwise end up in the landfill out of the landfill, and it can be used again. Is there generally an increase in shopping at the reuse center when we come to holiday season?
Well, reuse center is one of many reuse organizations around the area and throughout the country. And yes, there is definitely an increase in people that come through the doors. And part of what they're interested in is also holiday decorations, you know, for all persuasions. And, you know, some people like to get new stuff every year. And rather than put the old stuff into the trash that goes to the landfill, then dropping it off to a reuse center is just wonderful and brings festivities to people that may be interested in trying something different themselves this year.
I know people that get a string of lights, and if one bulb goes out, they throw out the whole string. It all ends up in the landfill.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. And I don't know if your listeners are aware that holiday lights can be recycled, and a local option for that is at the drop-off station run by Recycle Ann Arbor. And
that's a great way to go about keeping it out of the landfill.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of that material can be remanufactured again. So it's not just recycling. It's being able to use them again. So that's great stuff.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking holidays and the environment with Nancy Stone. And Nancy is the City of Ann Arbor's Public Services Communications Liaison. And Nancy, certainly we've touched on it in a couple of different ways, but holiday decorations and gift wrapping and packaging, the gift wrapping in particular, we take those big packages that have all this stuff and then mm-hmm. we put ornate wrapping on it. Mm-hmm. It's one of the ways that we can probably explore and make our own decorative things with recycled or reused products and save a lot of money and a lot of trash.
It's rather staggering to know how much trash comes at this time of year. So, for example, if every household just reused 2 feet of ribbon, holiday gift wrap ribbon, we'd be able to wrap the earth once. That's just 2 feet for every household in the United States alone. So it's rather sobering to think, do we really want to put all this stuff onto something that has such a short life expectancy? And aren't there other ways we can approach it than getting all these disposables? So it's possible to wrap things in things that are easily recyclable, such as using newspaper or brown craft paper, or even just reusing your wrapping paper again, or not wrapping at all. Many of the boxes already look very festive.
Yeah, and I've seen some very creative ideas people come up with. I mean, it's no less ornate or attractive.
Correct. And then there's also cloth bags that you purchase them once. You can even give them as a gift for this year, and then you just use them over and over again, and they're really quite lovely.
One of the things that always strikes me, I love driving around holiday time and looking at all the decorations that people have invested so much time, energy, and money into, but they also expend a lot of energy. It takes a lot of electricity to put up these lights. Do you know how significantly we go up in our use of electricity during the season?
It is a big bump. It parallels our energy use in the winter to our water use in the summer when we're watering lawns. And so it is very effective to go with the LED lights, the low intensity diodes, light emitting diodes, and that cuts it to 1/10 of the energy use. And so as people are looking to decorate and bringing new lights into their repertoire, to look at that option will not only save energy and the environment, but also save you money on your electricity bill as well.
And, of course, I just mentioned I'm going to be driving around looking at all of these things. And certainly through the course of the holidays, we're going to visit family, we're going to visit friends, and people are going to be flying into town and out of town. Gas consumption, that has a huge impact on our environment, doesn't it?
It does. It's a big carbon footprint. And so planning travels to use them efficiently, carpooling if you're going to travel, choosing from year to year, you know, do you have to go to everybody's every time, especially when there's long distances involved?
Right.
It is something that, as we move forward and are more conscious of these kind of decisions, to be thoughtful about that and to plan appropriately.
Yeah, buses and trains always a good option, and trains particularly a lot of fun to ride. So,
oh, I love them. I love trains. Yeah.
me too. Now, is there a resource or a sort of clearinghouse of information on how we can be more environmentally responsible during the holiday season? Is there somewhere I might look and get some of this information through the City of Ann Arbor?
Yeah, at the city, if you go to a2gov.org/recycle, we have a waste reduction webpage, and we'll have our holiday waste reduction tips posted there. And it's a good starting point. We have lots of cross-links to other national services with great ideas. And there's a lot of efforts around the country to reduce waste, to reduce, reuse, recycle, and still enjoy ourselves and have a wonderful, warm holiday season.
Nancy, thank you so much for your time. I truly enjoy your company.
Likewise. Best of the holidays to you.
To you as well. That is Nancy Stone, the City of Ann Arbor's Public Services Communications Liaison. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.